Okay, to the federal election next. And this election, not only the shortest, only 36 days, but it's also shaping up to be the most expensive election in Canadian history, believe it or not. Here's the editor-in-chief of the Toronto Sun, Adrian Batra, joins us now for more on this on Global News Radio. Adrian, good afternoon.
It's great to be with you, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Apparently, the estimated cost of this election is $610 million. That's more than $100 million more than the last time around in 2019. I know the price of coffee is going up, Adrian, the price of gas as well as in the news. I had no idea the price of elections was also skyrocketing.
Yeah, inflation hits everything, doesn't it, Jeff? Well, you know, there used to be this old adage, you can't put a price on democracy, but we certainly can put a price tag on the election. And it's going to hover in around, as you said, $600 million. But let's sort of break down where that increase is coming from. Obviously, Elections Canada has to implement far more protocols with respect to this being our first national election in the middle of a pandemic. We've had provinces across the country for the last year and a half. Some of them have also had provincial elections. You saw the cost of theirs going up for the very, very similar reasons. Protocols had to be implemented, which can cost money in order to ensure safety for the voters at the polling stations. And so those are contributing to almost half of that cost. The other side of this, Jeff, is we do have a growing country. And so it takes far more resources to get to more and more voters. I will like to say, however, this still remains an infinitesimal amount compared to what our American friends down south spent,
sure,
which was $14 billion on the 2020 presidential election. So the $600 million mark is staggering. It's a huge amount. It's a huge number. But it seems to be in keeping with the measures that we've needed to take and with the growing population.
Sure. And obviously, we want to keep everyone, every voter safe during the pandemic. So a lot of this is on face masks, disposable pencils, plexiglass shielding, that sort of thing. Also wondering if you've heard anything, Adrian, about whether or not the pandemic might result in a vote delay, getting the results maybe a little later than we're used to normally here because of, you know, some of the protocols in place.
We're used to sort of seeing the staggering across the country as polls close in different parts of the different provinces. And then we have, you know, we sit on an election panel with someone like yourself as the anchor, Jeff, and then we analyze the results and then we all get to go home at the end of the night, sometimes late. But it's all within the same day. It's entirely possible that could happen this time around. Right now, Canadians all across the country can actually vote in what's called a special ballot if they chose to. They have to sign up online and they get their ballot in and then they send it back. But with the increase with mail-in ballots, you know, because let's face it, we are in a fourth wave. Many Canadians will not feel comfortable physically going to a polling station and marking their X down. So those considerations have to be made. And in Canada, those ballots are hand counted. There's, you know, the notion of the machines that they're hand counted. So if you kind of do the math, which I'm terrible at and I won't even try to do it, but you think of like how many millions of ballots can potentially be brought in. They can be opened on election day. There's no way we're going to have all of the results on the evening of September 20th. I don't think we will have a result, especially if we're in a minority government situation, which is going to make it so very, very important. And then back to the price issue, Canadians will be wondering, well, if we get the same result, what the heck did we just have an election for? But there's going to be, it's in tight races. You and I know how this works. There will be challenges. So it could take some time.
All right. Do you expect the turnout to be down because of the pandemic and everything we've just discussed? And is that going to be, do you think, maybe one of the big headlines or one of the big stories come election day? Do you expect the less Canadians to go to the polls for an election that, again, you know, there are some people out there, as you just alluded to, believe that this is an unnecessary election, that we just had one less than 2 years ago and might be unmotivated to get to the polls?
You know, it's really tough to gauge that question right now. I think that Canadians are still in, enjoying their tiny bit of freedom that they've just really gotten from COVID. You know, they're outside, they're enjoying their summers before kids go back to school, fingers crossed. I don't think that there's an engagement level that can gauge that just yet. But it's really going to depend on part, you know, in part with the parties, you know, whose base is so motivated. So traditionally, you think that those that vote conservative would want, they want to go to the election polls on election day. Whereas perhaps for the NDP and Liberals, their voter bases would favor, you know, the mail-in ballot or that sort of thing. But it's really going to be an interesting one this time around because Elections Canada is printing so many more at-home ballots, mail-in ballots. Is this going to be sort of, you know, the wave of the future, as it were? So this is going to be a really interesting test when it comes to an election during the middle of a pandemic. Now, that's not to say that we haven't had mail-in ballots for many years. We have. For decades, we've had mail-in. But the sheer volume is going to be the difference this time around.
All right. Just finally, give me your take. We're nearing the end of week two here. The latest polls show that the Liberals and the Conservatives essentially in a dead heat. Do you think that's something that the Conservatives have done, or do you believe that the Liberals have kind of fallen back to the pack, that they've lost 5 points after the initial poll at the beginning of the election?
Well, I'm going to fall back to that notion of governments lose, opposition parties don't win. And so I think what's happened, what we've seen unfold over the course of the last couple of weeks, Jeff, is the Liberal Party, they don't have much of a narrative. And so the narrative is being created for them. And it's all under the cloud, like you and I talked about last week, under just the disaster of Afghanistan. And as more and more sort of pictures come out of that, more and more stories come out of what has happened today in our complete abandonment of all those people in Afghanistan, that is going to resonate with Canadians. And so that, I think, is going to hurt. That's going to take over the Liberals, whatever announcements they make, for even a couple more days. So they're losing days to campaign in that sense, because as it's a short writ. But you know, I think the Conservatives are looking at this and saying, all right, well, we're just going to continue with our policy announcements, sort of no sudden moves, steady, even hand, and hopefully no stumbles and no stupid things that candidates say. Right. So maybe that's what they're banking on. But this is really telling how this has unfolded for the last 2 weeks. Now, whether or not the opposition, and let's not discount Jagmeet Singh either. He's seeing some popularity gain himself. You actually see the Liberals declining, the Conservatives sort of staying still, and it's the NDP that's actually taking votes away from the Liberals, which is going to give you cause for pause. Watch for in the next week where the leaders are, where the policy announcements happen. Particularly watch between Singh and Trudeau. Trudeau needs those progressives to continue to vote for the Liberals in order for them to capture that elusive majority that he wants. And so that's going to be very telling. And over time, these elections can change in a day. You and I know that. And so this is not over yet. Sure, it's a horse race and it's interesting for us. But Canadians, I think, will be far more engaged, Jeff, come the long weekend in September and mm-hmm. then right around the first leaders debate.
All right. Adrian, appreciate it as always. Good to talk.
What a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. There's the editor-in-chief of the Toronto Sun, Adrian Batra, with us.